Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, John Weakley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chris Zachary. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Chris Zachary. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting second. The third baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Chico Fernandez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting 7th. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jay Hook. And now, play ball. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss hits a pop-up, foul, towards 3rd. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Warwick moves to third. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Warwick scores. Two outs. It's 1-0. Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a line drive towards first. Staub reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sherry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0 for 1 in the game. Goss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook bunts towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. Moran moves to second. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley is 0 for 1 in the game. Weakley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Astros. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a pop-up towards third. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Astros. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Weakley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness takes first base on ball 4. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Chris Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0 for 1 in the game. Zachary hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0 for 2 in the game. Goss hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Weakley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherry strikes out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moran takes first base on ball 4. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0 for 0 in the game. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moran moves to second. Duke Snider pinch hits for Cleon Jones. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Hicks now playing center field. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harkness hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. the Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Temple pinch hits for Chris Zachary. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. Lillis moves to second. Two outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0-for-3 in the game. Goss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods hit fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Norm Sherry. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moran is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Smith pinch hits for Jay Hook. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Chris Canizaro now catching. Joe Christopher now playing right field. Grover Powell now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hickman. Runnels reaches second base with a double. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Runnels moves to third. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Weakley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels scores. It's 5-0, Astros. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Weakley moves to second. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Warwick strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is called out on strikes. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harkness strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lillis strikes out. 1 out. Hal Woods-Hick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods-Hick strikes out. 2 outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0 for 4 in the game. Goss hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Fernandez strikes out. 1 out. Frank Thomas pinch hits for Grover Powell. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Christopher strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 5, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.